The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. And a wonderful good afternoon to you all tuning in on Adventures in Recovery here on KVSHLP Vashon, your listener-supported island connection, streaming live on voiceofvashon.org. Good afternoon, everybody. Tom Walston, happy to be with you today on a sunny Tuesday afternoon. What a great way to finish up 2025. Yep, folks, we're wrapping up kind of a, well, you could say a hectic year. You could say an interesting year. You could say a year filled with blessings and a year filled with lessons. So the best thing you can do for yourself before this year ends is forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for everything you think you did wrong. Every missed opportunity, every mistake, every time you weren't perfect, let it go. It doesn't get to come with you. Next year starts the second you decide to stop dragging last year behind you. It's time to cut the rope. Walk lighter. You've carried enough. It's time to put it on down right now. So let it go. Start with a clean slate for the brand new year of 2026. And, give yourself some grace. Start it over and enjoy. So today we are going to be taking a look at what's coming up for January, and we're going to be talking a little bit about one concept. If you are a drinker, you enjoy drinking, the possibility of dry January. Have you heard of that? Dry January just means you're putting the alcohol down for a little while and for the month of January. So we'll be going over the 7 health tips of having a dry January. So stick around, because that's coming up next.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my money, let's spin it up. Go out and smash it, like oh my God. Jump out that sofa, let's kick it off. Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it, let's live it up. And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it.
And do it.
And do it. Do it.
Do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's
do
it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. Shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop. Round and round, up and down, around the clock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Get with us, you know what we say. Say, party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling,
that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be
tonight is going to be a good, good night. Hey, how was your 2025? The year in review. Now, as you think back a little bit, who did you help in the past year? I certainly hope you helped yourself, but did you help other people too? Did you help other organizations? Did you by chance help maybe an animal? You know, it's all worth looking at. And, you know, you want to take a look and do a little bit of self-inventory and, you know, see how you can make 2026 a little bit better. So we talked about dry January. What is it? Well, it just means being alcohol-free for the month. And there are a lot of benefits to that. And however, if you really, really enjoy alcohol a lot, it is important to note that those who consume 5 or 6 drinks or more daily should probably seek medical attention prior to attempting the challenge. And for reasons being, if you start to go into an alcohol withdrawal, you're potentially maybe setting yourself for seizures. And alcohol withdrawal is one of the worst things, and you can actually, it can be fatal. So if you do have more than 5 or 6 drinks a day, go have an assessment done or check with your doctor before embarking on dry January. All right. So one of the noticeable effects is going to be, you're going to, believe it or not, get better sleep. The most immediate benefit that dry January participants tend to notice is improved sleep, and that happens within the first week. So, believe it or not, alcohol is a sleep disruptor, and it inhibits the REM, the rapid eye movement. So, you also have fewer interruptions getting up to pee as often, because alcohol actually is a diuretic, and it increases urine output. So, hey, if you think you want to check this out, it's kind of a good way just to test yourself, test your relationship with alcohol. I'm a person that has not had alcohol in my system. I mean, let's put it this way. I used up all my drink tickets a long time ago. I've definitely had my fill of all of it. And when I stopped, it was probably the best thing that ever happened, that I ever chose to do for myself. But you know what my biggest fear was? What the heck am I ever going to do to have fun? Because I equated alcohol or getting a buzz on as having fun. You know, aside from the fact that the following day, sometimes I would get a phone call and maybe the person on the end of the phone, other end of the phone would say, "Hey, Tom, do you know what you did last night?" And a lot of times it was a little foggy, but I knew it was not going to be something good, if that's what they were calling about. So anyway, also, you know, test yourself. And it's even more fun if you can find a friend to kind of do it with and challenge each other. So I already mentioned better sleep as a benefit. Would you believe a clearer complexion? Yeah. A lot of people notice that their skin looks better when they stop drinking. Not for days, but after a few weeks or even a month. And that's coming right from a doctor. So, check it out. And some of the other things include, well, aside from everything else, let's talk about liver recovery. That starts right away, believe it or not. So if somebody says your complexion is looking a little yellow, or your eyes are a little yellow, or your stools are like really light, maybe even white, that's liver damage, folks. So, you know, a word to the wise, check yourself with some, you know, do a little self-inventory and start practicing a little bit of self-care. And if you need some extra support in this, you can always pick up, there's a lot of 12-step meetings on the island. In fact, there's one every day. And if you would like a complimentary schedule of those support groups, some are on Zoom, some are live, you can just pop into Vashon Youth and Family Services. We've got a whole stack of them at the front desk, and they're bright yellow. We just updated them. And Vashon Youth and Family Services will not be open again until January 2nd. So they're nice enough to give us the week off between Christmas and New Year's for practicing a little bit of our own self-care.
Show me you can calm down, calm down. house, I say, me got a small wall. As me, I wake up, now she did my mind.
You tuning in to KVSH LP Vashon. You know, we are your listener-supported Island Connection, and we're streaming live on voiceofvashon.org. So check out the app. You can pull it up on your smartphone, voiceofvashon.org, and all of our shows are archived, so you can go back and listen to any show you want if you missed it the first time around, or if there's something that you might want to hear again, check it out. We're always here for you. And today we're talking a little bit about dry January. We already mentioned a couple of the other benefits, like better sleep, a clearer complexion. But did you think about improved blood pressure? Regular heavy drinking has been linked to high blood pressure. And when we say heavy drinking, you know, most of the people that drink have less than two or three drinks a day, and the majority of the population doesn't really drink at all. It's funny, because when I was out there drinking, I thought everybody drank. Seemed like everybody, you know, but we're a product of our own environment, in case you haven't heard that before. So keep that in mind, and the liver starts to recover in actually just a few days after you stop drinking, as the organ is self-healing, just like your skin. Still, if the damage is severe, it can take a few months to heal. So, you know, think about maybe just giving that liver a break for a change. All right? Hey, by the way, I wanted to let you folks know that during my show next Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery, I will be broadcasting my show from, of all places, Key West, Florida. Yeah, that's one of the adventures that I kind of treat myself to as a man in long-term recovery. I like to take trips. I love to travel, and I've done it all sober. And I'll be on a cruise ship. And next Tuesday, we'll be just pulling out of, well, it'll be 3 hours later. So at 4:30 in the afternoon, which will be 1:30 in the afternoon here when my show airs, we'll just be pulling out of Key West, Florida. So I'm looking forward to being with you that day. And you know what? We will just enjoy some time together again next Tuesday.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
And today we're talking about dry January. Don't let it scare you. You can do it. We talked about some of the many benefits of it and of doing dry January, and that just means not drinking alcohol during the month of January. So we talked about improving your blood pressure, and we talked about liver recovery. And your liver starts that healing process right away. It's a pretty remarkable organ, actually, when it comes down to it. But also, you're going to notice if you're starting to put a little extra poundage on, well, it's going to help with weight loss. Because alcohol can lead to weight gain by preventing the body from burning fat, contributing to sugar and starch intake, and causing cravings for foods high in fat. So cutting out alcohol, even for a month, can help someone avoid those negative events. Because, you know, we talked about just do it for a month. You know, do it for a month and see what that does for you. And we also mentioned that if you do it with a buddy, that it makes it just a little bit easier because you can kind of challenge each other. So also it helps you reestablish and reevaluate what is my relationship with alcohol? You know, how often are you doing it and what are you doing it for? And just, you know, get through stuff in a clean and sober way. I know you're going to be benefiting in a number of ways from it. And also, it's going to save you a heck of a lot of money. So when it comes down to it, check it out. You know, just try it. You might make it. If you fall off the wagon, just hop right back on. Don't beat yourself up over it. Can you do that? And if you want to make the world a little better place, take a look at yourself. Look in the mirror.
Once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind?